Thank you for tuning in for the next 30 minutes to Victory Gospel Lighthouse Church. We are located at 907 Howard Street in Jennings, Louisiana. We would like to invite you to be our guest Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. for our regular service and Wednesday nights at 6:30 p.m. for Bible study. For more information, please contact us at P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. Now stay tuned for an exciting and anointed message from Pastor Austin Spell.
John chapter 10, verses 1 through 10. We're going to talk about this good shepherd this morning. If you're a born-again believer, you know who the good shepherd is. Amen. But listen what the scripture says, beginning in the first verse of John chapter 10. Verily, verily. By the way, when the Lord says verily, verily, that means pay attention. Listen up. I'm fixing to tell you something. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that entereth in not by the door into the sheepfold, but climbeth up some other way, the same is a thief and a robber. But he that entereth in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter openeth, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calleth his own sheep by name, and leadeth them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goeth before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. Know the voice of our Lord and our shepherd this morning. And a stranger will they not follow, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of the stranger. If you know the truth, you're not going to follow the untruth, because you know. And this parable he spake, Jesus, unto them, but they understood not what things they were which he spake unto them. Then said Jesus unto them, verily, verily, one more time, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. The thief cometh not, but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come that they might have life, that they might have it more abundantly. What a good shepherd that is. The psalmist in the 23rd chapter, the 22nd and the 24th, show Jesus Christ as the great shepherd, the good shepherd, the only shepherd, and he predicts it himself all these years later in the New Testament. I am the good shepherd. And in this setting of scripture, Jesus gives us insight to two very important facts that must be grained into our mind and our spirit. Now, if you get happy and you want to say amen, please do so. Sometimes I feel like you leave me up here all by myself. It's a lonesome feeling. Just me and God. You see, he tells us who he is in this scripture, and he also tells us who the thief is in these scriptures. These two things we have to know. We cannot speculate about who Jesus is. We have to know who he is. We cannot speculate about Satan because we have to know who he is. And the reason it's important that we know who he is, Satan, is because he comes many times as an angel of light. He comes as a wolf in sheepskin. That's why we have to know this truth, and we have to know that which is not true. If you don't know the truth, you won't recognize that which is not truth. You will think they're both the same, and in reality, they are not. I sometimes think back to my days in the military. Some of you out there were in the military. In our training, back in the day, that was back in the day. Just wanted to make an emphasis there. That was back in the day. We had to know our enemy. In the classes we had in basic training, we had to learn the enemy. We had to learn his uniform. We had to learn his weapons. We had to learn everything about him. And we even had to learn the airplanes that they flew and the helicopters. We had to learn our enemy. Today they don't have to learn that. They have it on computer. But sometimes the computer computes wrong. Because remember, the computer computes what you put in it. It doesn't have a brain of its own, although they're working on that. Getting pretty close. But he tells us who he is, our shepherd, and he tells us who the enemy is, the thief, that tries to come in another way, he said. So this is a great proclamation made by Jesus. He said it. He said, I am the door. I am the door to what? The sheepfold. He's not the door to the enemy. He's not the door to Satan. He's not the door to those unsaved unless they get saved. Then he becomes the door. But to us who are the sheepfold, he is the door. We come into him for salvation, and we come into him for his rest, his peace, and his joy that he gives us. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Oh, thank you very much. See, Jesus is the only way. And he said anyone else that comes in any other way is what? A thief and a robber. See, Satan has come to kill, steal, and destroy and rob you. That's why he tries to get into the sheepfold. He tries to get in here today. But the Holy Spirit will not let him get in here today, because you have the joy and the peace of God in your heart today. And that's what God says we can have, and we have it. So he's the only way, the only door to salvation. And becoming a part of the sheepfold, we find him. We find his door. Now the historians, biblical historians, I read a lot from Josephus, the Jewish historian, who lived back there in that time. And he said that the villages where everybody had sheep, they had one large pen where they called in all the sheep at night. But the sheep belonged to different shepherds. But they all ended up in the same pen. And he said every morning when they would get ready to take the sheep out to their pasture, the shepherd would call for his sheep, and only the ones that knew his voice would follow him. And then the other shepherd would come along who had put sheep in there, and he would call for his sheep, and his sheep recognized his voice. You say that's not possible. Listen, you never lived on a farm. We had an old milk cow. She could be an acre away. And you could start calling her name, and she knew it was time to eat. And she'd come running to the barn. Why? She knew your voice. Yeah, your voice and your timing. She knew. When you started hollering at her, no, if she was where she could hear you, she would listen to that voice. And these sheep would listen to the voice of the shepherd. And those sheep would only follow the voice of that shepherd. That's why Jesus said, another shepherd you will not follow, because you didn't know that voice. That was a stranger to you. But if you know my voice, you will follow me, because I'm not a stranger to you. Oh no, he's not a stranger. We have to understand that Satan is the supreme leader of false doctrine. He's the father of lies. The Bible calls him that. He's not just a lie, he's the father of lies. He started these lies in the Garden of Eden. Yeah, he came to them as a friend or a lie that he told them. Now everybody thinks that Satan was a snake in the garden, and it's possible that he was and stood on his feet or whatever he had. But the Bible, if you read it, you'll find it that the Bible says he was the fairest or the best looking or the best speaking of the beast of the field. They didn't call him a snake, called him a beast. So we're not sure just exactly what he looked like. But we know he was cunning. And we know he was convincing. And we know he had something to sell that humanity was ready to buy. So he sold Adam and Eve a lie. That's why the Bible calls him the father of lies. I always like to give the ladies a little break here. And it's not even Mother's Day. We always blame everything on Eve because she ate the apple first or whatever the fruit was. And sometimes we like to say it wasn't the apple in the tree, it was the pear on the ground that caused the problem. But anyway, he came to her, and she was the first one to sin. But she wasn't in charge. Dominion was given to Adam. Come on, ladies. I knew I'd hear from some of you pretty soon because you know about dominion. Dominion was not given to Eve, it was given to Adam. So it was Adam's responsibility. God gave him this responsibility. You look out for everything. Adam was the smartest man ever lived. He named every animal according to their characteristics. If man had done that, we'd call a cow a camel. Or something. Whatever came to our mind. But no, he had the mind of God. So he named every animal according to that characteristic of that animal. So he was smart, the smartest man ever lived. Given dominion over everything. God said everything that walks, all the trees, all the vegetables, everything that grows, you have dominion of everything on the earth, including your wife. Oh, I know now that part you don't like, but this part you will. Adam didn't take dominion. In fact, he surrendered his dominion to his wife. Yeah. You see, Adam was the one that was supposed to know better. He had dominion. He could have looked at that beast and said, "Get out of this garden. You don't belong here." Yep, exactly. Now we're looking good, huh? Yeah. Yeah, he could have, but he didn't. And so that's why God in the scripture calls him the father of lies. And you know what? He hasn't changed. Yeah. The scriptures that we've given to you here are still true today. They haven't changed. So that means there's another false shepherd out there that's trying to get people to follow him and even going into the church now and getting churches, whole dominions, whole denominations, whole religions to follow him. And they are. Bible calls it an apostate church that has come together in these last days, just as the Bible has prophesied it. A one world church is coming together today. Most all the mainstream religions of today have gathered together and become part of this ecumenical council of world churches. Everybody but us. Because we're peculiar. And everyone that's born again is a peculiar person. Yeah. And we know we're peculiar because people look at us like we're peculiar. They talk about us like we're peculiar. But I'm glad that I'm peculiar. Because the thing that makes us peculiar is that we have royal blood flowing through our veins. That's what makes us peculiar. Whether I say it right or not, brother. You know what I mean. I get my tongue tangled behind my eye teeth and I can't see a word I'm saying. Evidently you've heard that before. He's the supreme leader of false doctrine. And he leads his followers to find another way. Jesus said, if you come in another way, you're the same as your leader, a thief and a robber. So he spoke to them in parables. Why does Jesus sometimes speak in parables? He speaks in parables because sometimes we're too dumb to understand what he says. Said it right here in the scripture. Huh? They did not understand what he was talking about. You see them, that was Pharisees and Sadducees all gathered together, and he was talking to them along with the believers. But they couldn't understand what he was saying. And so he gave them a parable. That's what he's talking about. Now a parable, what is a parable? Well, a parable is a very simple story used to illustrate a great moral or spiritual truth. That's what it is, nothing more. They were told by Jesus in the gospel, and they were used in the Bible, parables were, some 46 times. There must have been a bunch of stupid people back then. Not today, I'm sure. He still speaks to us in parables. I wonder why. Because sometimes we don't understand. Huh? So he speaks to us this way. He speaks to them using this parable, but they didn't understand what he was talking about. So now he has to explain it. You know, every parable that he speaks in the Bible, he follows up with an explanation, so we can understand it. And so he uses parables to tell these Pharisees and these Sadducees because they didn't now they didn't understand about the true sheep. But I remember in Bible college they told us the difference between the Pharisees and the Sadducees in a way that we could remember it. He said the Pharisees were fair, you see, because they believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees were sad, you see, because they did not believe in the resurrection. That's your lesson this morning. And that's the truth. The Pharisees believed in the resurrection. The Sadducees did not believe in the resurrection. Now, both of these groups were governing bodies in Israel, and they were the priests of Israel, especially the Sadducees. They took care of the temple, and they were considered all to be priests. But they didn't understand. How many preachers and priests today don't understand? Ooh, let me move on now. Huh? Somebody's going to turn their phone off out there somewhere. The true sheep hear the voice of the true shepherd. He calls them by name. I think it was Mindy that used to sing that song. He knows my name. He said he knows my name. He knows my name because it's written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. If you're a born-again believer, Jesus knows your name because your name is in his book. Oh, and if you're not in the book, He said, depart from me, I never knew you. Ooh. He writes the name of the true believer in the Lamb's Book of Life. My, we need to rejoice if your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, because there are great, exceeding, and precious promises that are yours today and for all eternity. Now, Satan is the door for those who follow him to destruction. But there's only one door to heaven. There was only one door in the ark. And those people that he took into the ark were saved. The water was rising, the Bible says, to the height of people's neck and then over their head. And Noah, I'm sure, had some relatives out there that he would have opened the door to let them in. We would have done the same. But Noah's problem was he couldn't open the door. God shut the door. This door to heaven is shut to those who are not born again. I can't open the door for them. I can bring them to the door. I can bring them to Jesus. But they have the responsibility to accept Jesus and enter into the door. The door is open for those who will receive Christ as their Savior and follow Him. But the name of Satan's door today is one word: apostasy. The apostate church. That word apostasy means one thing: turning away from. The church that does not preach Christ and Him crucified has turned away from the cross. That's what makes them an apostate church. It's not what else they preach. It's not what else they teach. It's not how high they jump or how loud they shout. No, no. The thing that makes them apostate is they have turned away from the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ. Everything else is just lanyard to them. See, a person does not go to hell because they commit sins. No. You commit sins because you've rejected Jesus Christ. And if you reject Jesus Christ, you are bound for hell. Now, anything you do after that is just what you want to do. But if that sent you to hell, then you could not repent. So your sins don't send you to hell. Sometimes they'll send you to the cross. Yeah, a lot of people come to the end of their rope and they're just hanging on, and somebody tells them about Jesus and a cross where He died for their salvation, and they come to it. That's our job. Tell somebody about Jesus. The apostate church is fastly growing into a unified church. Global unified church. Made up of religions. Made up of politicians. Leaders who say they know God. But the scripture says by their works they deny Him. Say amen. That's Bible.
Amen.
Thank you very much. The thief, Satan. The thief, the Bible says, does not come to steal from the world. Why? He already owns the world. He doesn't steal the sinner's possessions. He already owns their possessions. He owns the sinner and their possessions. So who has he come to steal from? The church. the true church of the living God. Why? Because he doesn't own our possessions. Whatever you've got that God blessed you with, Satan can't touch it. He can't take it away from you. The Bible says, who can separate us from the love of God? No Satan, no devil, no person. No. Your possessions belong to God. He has given them to you. And if he gives you something, Satan can't take it away. But our problem is, we sometimes give it away. Oh, I know there are people that probably hear this that don't believe in what I'm saying. They think once you've saved, you're already saved. And that is true as long as you stay saved. But the same decision you made to accept Jesus Christ, you can make the same decision to deny him. Amen. And Jesus talks about those who have come and denied. In matter of fact, Paul talked about it when he was getting ready, amen, to do his final stuff on this earth. And he said, remember Demas. He once followed us. Demas was once a follower of Christ. He followed Paul. He helped Paul. He was an assistant to Paul. Now, I don't know if you can get that close to Paul and then turn away, but he did. I've always felt kind of sorry for the soldiers that were handcuffed to Paul. How would you like to be handcuffed to a man like Paul? Following him around. Going through what he went through. And after all of that, still singing the praises. In the deepest dungeon they could find, they put him in there and locked the door. And what did he do? The Bible says him and Silas, about midnight, got happy. Come on, can you get happy in your dungeon this morning? Oh, they got happy and they begin singing. Can you imagine me singing? At midnight. In chains. I know what I'd be singing. Gloom, despair, agony on me. Oh, no. They were singing praises to the Lord. Thank you, Lord, that I'm locked here in this dungeon. What? This man crazy? Now, they just kept on singing until the Lord sent an earthquake. He's good at that, you know. Oh, he can get you out of the mess you're in, but you might have to suffer in the earthquake a little bit. Feel it trembling, wondering what's going to happen next. But I can tell you, if you can stand on that rock, Jesus, you may tremble on that rock, but that rock will never tremble under you. He'll never tremble under you. He'll never shake. He'll never move. He's the solid rock, and we stand upon that rock. They sang praises at midnight.
Pastor Spell and the congregation of Victory Gospel Lighthouse wish to thank you for tuning into our broadcast and want you to join us at the same time next Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. for more of God's Word here on HLE Radio. If you would like to partner with us by spreading the gospel, you can send your support to P.O. Box 387, Jennings, Louisiana 70546. If you would like to listen to more sermons, you can do so by going to hleradio.com and clicking on Online Sermons, Victory Gospel Lighthouse. We hope you will join us next week. God bless you and God bless America.
No, I'm not perfect, and I'll never be. Your sweet forgiveness, Lord, can rescue me. Here Here comes His grace again. There goes my fear. Here comes my Lord and friend.